Tomorrow is World Ocean Day, a time to celebrate all the water around us. And if anyone knows the pull of the sea and the stories it carries, it is Micheál Ócáineja. From his early days at the Environmental Protection Agencies to years spent leading the marine environment team at the Marine Institute, Micheál has always had water at the heart of his work. He has worked closely with fishing communities as well in Connemara, and he also co-founded two very important initiatives, Corrib Bio, which looks after the well-being of Loch Corrib, and the Blasket Island Foundation. Well, I spoke to Micheál and asked him if there is a particular stretch of our coastline or body of water that holds a special place in his life.
Well, the first place, Ella, would be what you mentioned about the Blasket Islands and West Kerry. That place holds a special magic since growing up fishing with our dad out in Smerwick Harbour at the foot of Mount Brandon. And where we live now in Connemara, that's also beautiful. But I'm very lucky that on a very clear day, I can actually see all the way down the coast from Galway to Mount Brandon. So all the west coast of Ireland has a special magic.
And we have this chance, I suppose, we're reminded of this with World Ocean Day tomorrow to celebrate that. But then you hear about this research that's happening in places like Loch Fia, and you heard Elvira there talking about the data is telling us something really obvious here. I know just a few weeks ago, some of our most iconic fisheries, the Galway, the Moy and the Airif, were closed because river temperatures are warming up so much. It's very stressful for the fish in the rivers. It is extremely worrying, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The idea that we'd be closing the Moy and the Airif and indeed the Corrib and Galway so early in the season, that's extraordinary. That is a red flag. And then with Corrib Bio and with other freshwater environmental groups around Ireland, already this year we're seeing and hearing accounts of the beginnings of algal blooms in the lakes in some parts of Loch Corrib. People are familiar with the story of Loch Nee and the environmental disaster there. And global warming certainly is one of the factors, as well as man-made pollution. So there are lots of pressures now, increasing pressures on our freshwater systems. And one of the other obvious ones is when you have long dry periods, droughts, which we will see more of, then we'll have less water in those freshwater systems in the years ahead.
And I suppose, as Elvira said, everything is linked from the top of the mountains out to the Atlantic Ocean. We need to think of water as one big ecosystem and not necessarily as lakes and rivers and the sea.
That's it, exactly. Unfortunately, the way that we have run our policy set up in the last 20 years in particular is that they have become quite separate and not as integrated as they need to be. We've lost that. It's like Humpty Dumpty. We have to put it back together again.
I know Sir David Attenborough, who's got a new film out called Oceans. I mean, he has said, if we save the sea, we save our world. Do you think it is going to be possible?
At a global level, Ella, it's really hard to see signs of optimism. Back home here in Ireland, the research that's been done in the Marine Institute at sea by Glenn Nolan, who was mentioned, and then the land up in Mayo, that's great stuff. But I would say that people won't respond, and as a country, that we won't really work to save the sea until it really hits us both emotionally, you know, physically in the heart as well as in the head. And what I mean by that is that the effect of these heat waves in terms of storms, in terms of floods, all of that, we haven't seen anything like the worst of it yet. And we're just very lucky that the recent storms we had didn't cause massive flooding. But I think that we will see in the next 5 to 10 years all that beautiful west coast of Ireland, from Donegal, Sligo, Galway, Tralee, the coastal towns and cities are going to really be under pressure. When that happens, it will be that wake-up call. But my God, we have to do more.
There was a Red Sea poll for the environmental NGO Fair Seas recently, and it showed that the Irish public is open to stronger protections for our marine environment. What do you think needs to happen now on the policy front to turn that willingness and that goodwill into, I mean, at the end of the day, we're dealing with action, aren't we? Just making things happen.
Yes. What needs to happen, I think, we'll be listening probably on Monday, is it, to Taoiseach Micheál Martin and some of our political leaders speaking at a conference in France and World Ocean Day. It's very clear that we need to then move more quickly on some of the actions. I've been involved for the last number of years with a group called Irish Ocean Literacy Network. And we've had different meetings in Belmullet and Tralee and Wexford and Connemara and places like that. You get a strong sense of frustration, Ella, that there isn't that, let's say, support or attention being given to marine. So I think we need to be seeing evidence of that from this new government quickly.
And I suppose at the end of the day, especially given that we're being asked tomorrow to celebrate our waters, we can't lose sight of the positive actions that are happening. I'm thinking about initiatives like Kerry oyster fishermen who are drawing up a plan to restore seagrass meadows down there in Kerry. They capture more carbon than rainforests. There are things happening. I suppose it's just a matter of scale and pace.
That's it. Exactly. Having worked for a long time in the state, different state organisations, EPA, the Marine Institute, for sure, I think that the place where you get the most hope actually is not necessarily from listening to the science, that can really be daunting, but from looking at the example of local communities. And that's what you've been reporting on over the years and Countryside is reporting on. So the work, as you say, in Kerry by the Tralee Oyster Co-op, the work by Cúan Bio in Connemara and in Inner Galway Bay, the same thing. And different community groups. We're doing a survey, ocean literacy people at the moment, of what's happening with local community action, regional action. And there's over 100 freshwater groups, but there's also now, it turns out, more than 100 groups are on the coast, small local community groups. That would give you signs of hope, but they need more support.
In your lifetime, Micheál, you have seen immense change and the warming causing immense change. I mean, how concerned are you about the change ahead for the oceans?
You'd have to be very concerned in terms, first of all, what we heard there from Elvira about the actual warming itself and the effect of that on ecosystems and on salmon. What that means then for us in coastal countries is more storms in the winter. We just missed, I suppose, the worst of Storm Irwin could have caused massive surges in the west coast of Ireland by a few hours last January. We won't be as lucky perhaps the next time. So you'd be concerned about coastal flooding, coastal erosion, and then the loss of corals in various parts of the world, the impact on species. So for sure, the sea is under severe pressure, both locally and nationally.
For World Ocean Day tomorrow, Micheál, what would you suggest people do to celebrate it in all corners of the country?
I think what we already do, what people, I suppose, traditionally do in Ireland, if the weather is good, which is to go to the sea and just immerse ourselves in it, but also just to become more involved. There is a group in Ireland, a state agency that you've looked at and Countrywide has reported on a lot called LAWPRO, Local Authority Waters Programme, which is a fantastic programme, and Cúan Bio works with them. I'd like us to see that kind of activity being carried out for the marine and coastal communities as well, either LAWPRO working with coastal communities or the other local authorities, so that when locals are coming together to celebrate, that they would have the support. There is a risk, isn't there, always, and your programme tries to sort of counter that, that climate change is somewhere out there, someplace else, but it's not. It's in our daily lives. And so we have to connect that with the sea in a way that has not been done yet. Government can lead more on that. There's work that can be done. There is a bylaw on sprat fisheries that needs to be brought in. We had a public meeting about that in Bantry a few weeks ago. The work on marine protected areas between now and the end of this year, 2025, that bill should be published. There's a lot that we can do. It requires that bit more urgency, knocking of heads. And if that was done, it brings more public participation and more hope.